First reading this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn. And our second reading this morning comes from John chapter 8, verses 12 to 20. It's a dispute over Jesus' testimony. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I'm going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself, but other witness is the Father who sent me. Then they asked him, Where is your Father? You do not know me or my Father, Jesus replied. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him because his hour had not yet come. Thanks be to God for his word.
Good morning once again. It's great to be here in the presence of our Father. Shall we pray? Thank you, Father, that we can come and worship you in your house. We thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to be the light of the world. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here now, that you are ministering to each one of us. So we say, come. We want more of you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to continue with the I am statements of Jesus in John's Gospel. And just to recap, there are how many? Does anyone remember? Seven, but possibly eight. I am the bread of life, John 6, 35. I am the light of the world, which we will deal with today, John 8, 12. I am the door, John 10, 9. I am the good shepherd, John 10, 11. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11, 25. I am the true, I am the way, the truth and the life, John 14, 6. And I am the true vine, John 15, 1. Well, the I am sayings are unique to the Gospel of John. And the eighth I am statement is found in John 8, 58, and I would suggest is the most profound. I read this to you last time, but here it is again. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself and slipped away from the temple grounds. That refers back to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, when God spoke to Moses through the burning bush. And what did he say? I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. So we remember that when Jesus uses the phrase I am, he is saying he is God. He and the Father are one. He's not just a great teacher, but the divine, eternal, pre-existent, infinite, perfect being. He is Israel's God. He's our God. And of course, this is what riled the establishment, particularly the Pharisees. This all took place during the Feast of Tabernacles. You can look back at chapter 7. The Feast of Tabernacles is one of the great feasts in the Jewish calendar. It celebrates the completion of harvest and commemorates God's goodness to the people during the desert wandering. And you can look at Deuteronomy 16. Tabernacles, or Feast of Booths, refers to Israel's wandering. The booths refer to the man-made tents that they had to build during that 40 years in the wilderness. The Torah says, you shall hold a festival for the Lord your God for 7 days in the place that the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless all your crops and all your undertakings, and you will have nothing but joy. And joy just walked in. So. You will have nothing but joy. That's our relationship with God. William Temple, in his commentary on John's Gospel, says that light is one of the dominant themes of this Gospel. He says the great controversy is indeed between light and darkness. We are, of course, very familiar with the darkness of the world. We know from our own experience that the world is walking in darkness, and that light is our supreme need. You only have to pick up the newspaper or turn on the TV and watch the news and see the darkness around the world, what is happening, wars and rumours of wars. But Jesus says, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. I know that for us here, sometimes it doesn't feel like that. Sometimes we are going through stages in our life when it feels heavy, it feels dark. Will this never end? Will I recover from this illness? But we look to Jesus, who is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In verse 13, the Pharisees challenge him, and we're getting into the realms of the law courts here concerning witnesses. The law said that 2 witnesses were required, as it will be just 1 word against the other. Now, through my experience in the law courts, I've dealt with many trials, and if you've only got 1 witness for each side, it's his word against the other. But if we got corroborating witnesses, your case is very strong. And they challenged Jesus about this. They challenged him. The response from Jesus is in verse 18, is that his other witness is the Father who sent him. But they don't get it. His other witness is the Father. And they asked him, "Where is your Father?" I read one commentary that said they were probably getting at him because he may have had an illegitimate birth. Joseph wasn't his real father. But of course, they missed the point completely. He was not illegitimate because we know that the Holy Spirit fell upon Mary. And that's how she conceived. Jesus' reply is, "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." In another encounter with the Pharisees, John 10:30, Jesus says, "I and the Father are one." I and the Father are one. John 14:7, Jesus says, "If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." He's pointing to himself. When Jesus was teaching on the narrow door in Luke 13, I think one of the scariest verses in the Bible, verse 25, it says, "I don't know you or where you come from." None of us want Jesus to say that to us when the time comes. "I don't know you. I don't know you." I ask the question today: do you know Jesus? Is he your friend? Is he your companion? Do you walk with him? Do you talk with him? Because if you don't, when the time comes, he will say, "I don't know you." When we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, he makes God's light shine in our hearts. Those who trust in Jesus and believe in the light become children of light. That's John 12, verse 35. As children of light, we are called to bring his salvation to the ends of the earth. Acts 13, 47. It's our job to bring salvation to the ends of the earth. When did you last speak to someone about Jesus? When did you last pray with someone about Jesus coming into their lives? Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus is the true light. In John's unequivocal way of stating that, Jesus Christ is the ultimate one and only genuine self-disclosure of God to man. The Word of God became flesh and blood, and Jesus Christ is the light of the world. In him, there is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:15. His light is our light and our salvation. If we look at Psalm 27:1, his light is our light and our salvation. We cannot look anywhere else. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. What does that say about other religions? There's only one way to Jesus. Only one way. Jesus Christ is the true light of God, sent into the world to pierce through the darkness. Through his life, ministry and message, Jesus brought the light and life of God to bear on everyone he encountered. Everyone Jesus encountered knew that he was the one. And the light continues to shine through his church. We are his church, and the light of Jesus shines in us. Are you sparkling at the moment? Do you shine? Is there a glitter about you? Jesus wants you to shine. How do we do that? Philippians 2, 4 to 16 says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure." Do everything without grumbling. We do have a moan from time to time, don't we? It carries on. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault, in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. You will shine like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. I'm quoting quite a lot of scriptures at the moment, but I'm sorry about that. But keep making notes. Because, I hold a testament with me. And yesterday, I was going through a cupboard, and I found a box with letters in. And Margaret doesn't know I'm going to say. They were letters that she wrote to me in 1967. Before we were married. I've kept them. She was just showing. Well, she was on holiday in a different place to where I was on holiday. And we wrote to each other. And I'm not sure we were even engaged at that time. But we wrote these letters showing our love for each other. And that's what all this scripture is all about. It's God's love showing for us, each one of us. It's God's love letters to us. I mean, this book is God's love letter to you and me. When you open scripture, God is showing his love. He's outpouring his love. And we know that because Jesus went to the cross, didn't he? He actually died for you and me. He poured out his love for us so that we could have life. And scripture says we can have life in all its fullness. Then you will shine like the stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. Do you want to shine? You know, someone here this morning may not have encountered Jesus in that way. Do you want to encounter Jesus? Do you want to renew your acquaintance with Jesus? Maybe you've drifted away. Our theme this morning, if you haven't noticed, is light. I'm going to put a picture up now, and it's quite a well-known one. This picture we see is called The Light of the World. It's by William Holman Hunt. There are three copies of this picture. One is in Keble College, Oxford. Another is in Manchester Art Gallery. And the third, which was painted something like 50 years after the first, hangs in St. Paul's Cathedral. Do we all know this picture? Or a lot of us do. And you know that it's called The Light of the World. But everyone knows the verse, was it Revelation 3:20? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, I will come in and eat with him. But that's not the verse. It's he is the light of the world. He's holding the lamp. And you can see the door has got brambles growing up it. And one of Holman Hunt's friends, when they saw the painting, he says, you've got it all wrong. There's no handle on the door. How can you get in? And Holman Hunt said, that's because it's got to be opened from the inside. We need to open the door to Jesus of our hearts, to him. He doesn't force himself in. He doesn't barge in. He waits for you to say yes. John 8:12 is what inspired Holman Hunt to paint this image. But we know Revelation 3:20 as well. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. Scripture is like the love letter. There's a love letter to you today. If you haven't done so, open the door. If you haven't been in touch with Jesus for a while, get in touch. Send him a love letter. Tell him, I'm in love with you, Jesus. I want to be with you. I want to walk with you. I want you to guide me in my life. I want you to guide me in my job, in my family, with my children. I want you there at the center. That's what I want you to hear today. Jesus loves you. He's poured out your love, his love for you on the cross. There's no other way. It's only through Jesus. So let's have a moment of quiet while we consider our own relationship with him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. And we have ministry this week. If you want prayer, do come forward after the service and with you. Jesus has been knocking on your door. And I feel there is at least one or two who Jesus is knocking on at the moment. Forward. In confidence, we will pray with you. Amen.